You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We are following terrorist bombings in Turkey and in Iraq this morning. Also, the markets, after appearing to open flat, are looking to be opening lower this morning based on trading that's going on in the oil markets. Also, we're asking, who would you like to pardon? Here's a question.
A pardon has gone the way of Supreme Court appointments, which used to be very balanced. A pardon now is a way of paying back. It is a favor. It is putting somebody and getting them in your debt. Some of them are noteworthy, but many of them are pardons to people that are allies.
Your response to 877-8-MY-TAKE to the question, who would you pardon? The presidential pardon season seems to be moving into full gear. The lists of people to be pardoned are being considered by the administration, and we want your reaction to that. You can also reach us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Boy, you got to figure that it's something of an anticlimax to be back in the United States for Barack Obama. He's now back in the U.S. campaigning in places like Virginia, where he's probably not going to get 200,000 people at one of his events, or in Iowa. John McCain heads for Nevada this week, hoping to make news that will move the attention of the media and the voters his way. But it's a challenge for McCain. It's also a challenge for Barack Obama. Joining us now to talk about the challenges for both of these candidates is Adam Nagorny, watching all this for the New York Times, and our Takeaway political director, Andrea Bernstein. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
First of all, where do the candidates go from here? And, you know, if the Sunday chat shows were any indication, the battle for profile seems to be what is the most hard-fought issue at this point.
Well, I think you're going to see Obama now return to domestic issues. I think he feels he did what he needed to do in terms of his trip to the Middle East and Europe over the past week. He's in Washington over the next 2 days talking about economic issues, and then he's heading out to, I believe, Iowa and some other battleground states. John McCain's out west today doing similar campaigning.
What do you think, Andrea, Barack Obama accomplished with this trip, and how do you rate John McCain's attempt to sort of snipe at him on every issue of experience and policy on Afghanistan and Iraq?
Well, I think that Obama sort of was able to cross the imagination gap, which is people that were trying to imagine him as commander-in-chief, I think, probably have an easier time after last week and all of those images that were saturation media coverage everywhere. But whether it actually sort of, you know, helps him on domestic issues, which are so on people's minds, I mean, I think the importance of the economy is clear by the summit today that he's having with Bob Rubin and the other economic leaders.
John McCain in Nevada, of course, that's one of the places where the housing crisis is the worst. Adam Nagorny, do you think John McCain will be able to, you know, get himself back into the headlines? And will a serious debate on the economy develop in this campaign?
You know, I think he's been struggling, obviously, last week to get some attention, and I think it was probably all but impossible to really do it, considering how much attention was being paid to Obama. There's a natural cyclical nature to the media, and I think that you'll see, you know, just out of a sense of fairness or balance, more media coverage of Senator McCain this week. As to the issues that you're talking about, I mean, there's some very, very clear differences between Senator McCain and Senator Obama on the issues of the economy and housing. And I think one thing you have to say about this campaign is why there's been some kind of divergence at times. They've been very clear in laying out their differences on issues like tax cuts and what to do about the housing emergency.
Adam, that's what I was really surprised about, just to go back to your first point, that there was so much whining, essentially, coming from the McCain campaign last week about all of the media attention that they were not getting. They know how this goes. John McCain has enjoyed, at times, tremendous media coverage. And last week, Obama was getting a lot of attention. And, you know, who knows what this week or next week, but as you say, essentially, there usually is this cyclical nature of coverage.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point you're making. And also, I don't really think voters care that much about candidates complaining about how much coverage they get. And I think that, you know, a lot of Democrats will tell you that John McCain has certainly done well with the press over the years. Part of what's going on is, I think it's called gaming the ref. In other words, by doing that, the audience is really not voters, but it's trying to make reporters feel guilty for not paying enough attention. So I think that's part of what's going on. I think some Republicans I spoke to were surprised that McCain was using last week to try to make such, or at least some of his people were trying to make such a big issue over press coverage. Historically, that's never been a way to do much beyond bounce up the Republican base a little bit, and I don't think that's what's going to win him the election this time.
Well, it got you some attention in the New Republic, Adam. Describe your confrontation with the Obama campaign regarding press access and their style of staying on message.
Yeah, it wasn't really comprehensive. I actually probably was not the best example for the point that reporter was trying to make. I had a situation where I wrote a story about a poll that we did last week, and they didn't like the way we wrote up the poll, which isn't the first time that happened, and put out a memo critical of it to some journalists that they wanted to sort of get it out there with without running it past us. It was more, they were treating us more like as if we were a political opponent, but I think the story was more about the reporters, other reporters complaining that they are, the Obama campaign is, like I must say, other front-running campaigns, think George Bush 2004, very controlling in the way it tries to deal with media, which I think is a fair point.
Going to the poll issue, Andrea, why do you think the polls seem to be pretty locked? For the last month, 6 points in the Wall Street Journal NBC poll.
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. First of all, it's July, and people really do have things on their minds other than the presidential election. You know, if we looked at the polls 4 months before the Iowa caucuses, they painted a very different picture. So what happens is as an election approaches and people actually have to pull a lever or push a button, opinions crystallize, and I'm not sure that we're there yet with this campaign.
Does that make the Veep decision more important now, or make it something we'd want to do early or late, depending on the campaign?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that need to happen for both campaigns. I mean, I think the vice presidential decision will be a big one. It'll be a first, you know, big decision as a general election candidate for both of them. The conventions obviously have to go well for the candidates. There can't be anything like a swift boat for either one of them. And then I think the debate performance is in the fall, so there's a lot of things to happen to really
but
crystallize
opinion. But do you think that
opinion.
The VP, either one of the candidates, and I'll throw this to both you, Andrea, and to you, Adam, do you think that they're likely, just given the very unique nature of this campaign this year, to announce prior to the conventions?
I think that they could. I mean, I think that Obama has signaled pretty strongly that his decision is coming right before the Democratic convention. McCain is still a bit of a wild card. It would be a way for him to sort of seize media attention and to start getting some more help out on the campaign trail from a vice presidential candidate, to get some help on fundraising. But the campaign needs to be ready.
Adam, last word.
I think there's only... There's only thing I think been one time in the past 40 years or so when a candidate's been announced during the convention. I think there could have been an argument for Senator McCain to have announced his running mate a little bit earlier because what Andrea was saying, fundraising. You need someone to be the attack dog, if you will. But, you know, the Olympics starts in 2 weeks, so he's kind of running out of time. I don't think he wants to announce his running mate during the Olympics. My best guess is he would announce it between the Democratic convention and the Republican convention. There's about 4 days in there. But, you know, with those guys, you just never really know.
Well, you could announce it during, like, the equestrian events. So you just don't want to do it during swimming
or
gymnastics.
Nothing against horses or anything, but I agree. I think, though, that Obama's more likely to do that than
all right.
is.
Thanks, Adam. We got to go. Adam Nagorny, national political correspondent for The New York Times, and our takeaway political director, Andrea Bernstein.